You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you.
Good evening, everyone. We'll begin with a prayer. Lord Jesus, light of the world, John told the people to prepare for you when you were very near. As Christmas grows closer day by day, help us to be ready to welcome you now. Amen.
Amen. Welcome, dear listeners. My name is Nick.
And I'm Mary Angela.
We want to thank all the listeners in the Toronto GTA, the country of the beautiful country of Canada, and all the listeners around the world. If you're listening on your electronic device, if you're listening through an app, or if you're listening through the internet.
Yeah, welcome to our program. We are so happy that you could join us.
We're spreading the message of Jesus. And tonight is a very special show because every second Wednesday of the month, our topic is Reflections of Joy. And what better time to spread the joy, Advent joy, and that's the whole purpose of this evening is the coming of Jesus and the joy it brings to the world.
Yeah, and there could be some joy even in the waiting for Jesus.
Yeah,
sometimes Jesus's that's arrival
hard in this world because it's so fast paced and go go go. But I think it's the time that we all need to slow down, right? So this evening, we will be sharing with you many things. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening at our church. We're going to give Pope Francis's papal addressing on the Immaculate Conception.
Yeah, today's address.
Yeah.
Maybe it was yesterday's, but yeah.
On the Immaculate Conception, we'll be sharing a few words from Bishop Barron. We will be talking about the history of Advent, the tradition. We will read the hymns. We won't sing them because it'll bring a different flavor when you actually read a hymn, prayers, and some traditions that we share. So, Mary Angela, it was a busy beginning of the month, right? And can you share with us what are some of the saint days or the events that happen in December?
That happen in December, yeah. Well, we begin, at least this year, with the start of Advent on December 1st. And what is December 6th, the most famous day?
My favorite, St. Nicholas.
That's right, St. Nicholas.
Which we were able to be part of at our parish. It was a very special time, where I was asked to play Santa Claus, and I said, well, not Santa. I would rather play St. Nicholas.
Or San Nicola.
San Nicola di Bari. The real saint, the saint of little children. And so that was so much fun, where we were able to give out candies
and some rosaries. Yes.
The best part of that day at our parish, All Saints, was when we had young children coming up to us and asking for rosaries for their brothers and sisters.
Yeah, it was really nice to see that.
And so we just celebrated on December 8th. Mary Angela, what is that day?
Yeah, the Immaculate Conception we just celebrated. And everyone mistakes that as the day of Jesus's conception, but it's really we're celebrating Mary's conception.
Yeah, yeah.
Immaculate Conception.
True. And there we had some carols and chestnuts at our parish, and I hope, and I'm sure other parishes.
And some singing, too.
Some singing, some carols to get us into the Advent mood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So December is a very, very wonderful month because Jesus is coming.
And two other dates in December are the 12th, which is Our Lady of Guadalupe, and the 13th, which is Santa Lucia. And I believe that is the longest day of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Or the shortest.
I think that's when I like it, because that's when the days start to get longer.
Longer, that's right.
That's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. So, and we encourage you, when you go to Mass, be part of whatever group, be it a choir, be it a coffee group, be it a social group. Celebrate this month, right? Take the initiative.
Get involved.
Yeah, get involved to spread that Advent joy leading to Christmas. So as mentioned, we'll just jump into it. The gospel themes for the next, well, the 4 weeks of Advent, the first week would be to wake up and get ready. This past week, the king and his kingdom.
The third week, this coming Sunday, it will be rejoice in the Lord, because that is, I believe, joyful Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that the candle of joy. And then the fourth Sunday is the incarnate word.
So, as mentioned, we're just going to talk about what the Pope said recently in regards to the Immaculate Conception. So, Marangela, please feel free to share what the Pope said.
Yeah, so during his papal address in Rome, and in Vatican, in fact, on December 8th, he described the Immaculate Conception. So it says, with Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, God was, even before Mary's birth, putting into motion his plan of salvation for the world, Pope Francis said Sunday. Today we consider the beginning of this fulfillment of God's promise. During his weekly Angelus address, he said, before the birth of the Mother of the Lord. In fact, her Immaculate Conception leads us to that precise moment when Mary's life began to palpitate in her mother's womb. Already there was a sanctifying love of God, preserving her from the contagion of evil that is a common heritage of the human family. And the Solemnity of Immaculate Conception, celebrated by the Church on December 8th, marks the moment when the Virgin Mary was conceived inside St. Anne's womb, with a soul preserved by God from original sin. Pope Francis noted that this feast day always takes place in the context of Advent.
Yeah, so it's not a coincidence.
So it's a time of waiting.
Yeah, that's so
showing
true.
That God will accomplish what he has promised. And so in that celebration, we're told that something has already been accomplished in the person and in the life of Virgin Mary. And in the gospel reading, we heard that From Luke, we hear that jumps ahead to when the Virgin Mary is a young woman being visited by the angel Gabriel. And the angel says to Mary, rejoice, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
You know what? I think we should say that every morning, right? To start the day, or put that saying over our desk.
Rejoice. Yes, it would be a wonderful day to start the day with saying, rejoice, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Having Mother Mary and Jesus with us.
Yes. And, so he goes on to talk a lot about his, the Immaculate Conception and how he reflects on, that Mary is able to be filled with God's grace also because she makes space, emptying herself from her own will to make room for the will of God, trusting it and accepting it to the point that the word becomes flesh inside her. And so that's what we need to do during this season. Make room for God in our life and do God's will. Empty ourselves just like Mary did from our own wills and fill it with the will of God.
So in Mary is reflected the beauty of God, which is all love, grace, and self-giving. The Pope also spoke about the Blessed Virgin's own word for herself, the handmaid of the Lord. Mary serves without clamor and ostentation, without seeking places of honor, without advertising.
Yeah, she's a...
She's not dramatic, is what he's saying.
Yeah, she's a prime humble example of humility.
Yeah, Hail Mary, full of grace.
And this is an example for everyone, he continues, to do works of charity and silence in hiding without boasting of making them. So being humble, in other words, right?
Yeah, yeah. So those are just some of the major points that Pope Francis spoke in regards to the Immaculate Conception. And how fitting. It's right at the beginning of the Advent season. So speaking of Advent, we'd like to share with you a few words from Bishop Barron. He wrote this: "Friends, welcome to this great journey of Advent, the liturgical season of vigilance, or to be put more, waiting. Waiting is very hard for most of us. I suppose we human beings have always been in a hurry. You think? I think we're not in a hurry. We're in a rush.
Full steam ahead.
But modern people especially seem to want what they want when they want it.
And they want it now.
Or even yesterday. We are driven, determined, goal-oriented, fast-moving. And that's on a slow day. Mm. So when I'm told that waiting seems to belong to the heart of the spiritual life, that's tough. It's very hard to accept. I want answers, direction, clarity, and I want them pronto. Is that you? Is that me? Is that all of us?
Could be very well.
Maybe
be.
Maybe some of us, mm-hmm. right? And this is what Advent is all about. The first thing we have to realize is that we and God are quite simply on, you know, different timetables.
So how can we make this season countercultural and counterintuitive?
Stop and breathe.
That's the first step, indefinitely.
So we may embrace the spirituality of Advent, and may we spend these holy days together waiting by being more patient in prayer, with penance and a hope for the appearance of Christ, our Savior. Peace to all. Beautiful words from Bishop Barron.
Yeah, and he also mentions St. Augustine, who argued that the purpose of an answered prayer is to force an expansion of the heart. So, you know, sometimes we you know, want something really, but when we're forced to wait for it, it just expands our heart, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's so true. So, beautiful words from Bishop Barron. So now we're going to get into Advent. The word Advent derives from the Latin word meaning coming. The Lord is coming. We may reflect that every year at this time we celebrate his coming. So that in a sense, we can lose the feeling of expectancy and joy, anticipation, because at the end of the season, everything seems to return pretty much to the same routine. And to that effect, that's where St. Teresa of Lisieux would say, when, you know, not just when Christmas is over, but like the day is boring and mundane, she would always say, make the ordinary
extraordinary.
So, Mariangela, can you hear a few more thoughts?
Yeah, during Advent, we recall the history of God's people and reflect on how the prophecies and promises of the Old Testament were fulfilled. This gives us a background for the present. Today, we can reflect on the past track record of God, and so begin to understand what it means to us now for the sake of what is to come in our own future and that of our world. That reminds me of Father Andre's homily on, you know, it's time to look back, but also to look forward during this Advent season.
It's kind of like a mini examination of conscience. Mm-hmm. You know, what have I done? What am I doing? And what will I be doing? Right? So that's what happens when you stop and you slow down. So when you stop and slow down, which may be new to or uncomfortable, right, to some of us, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
When you feel that that ache or that yearn in the quiet and in the slow time, it's not a bad thing.
So what are some ways that we can stop and slow down?
Well, first of all, if we go too fast, we'll get a ticket. So the higher power will stop you and force you to stop. Well, we don't want to get to that point. I think it starts with a decision, right? Mm-hmm. You look in your life, your day, you decide that you will need to slow down.
So how about scheduling some time for like reflection, for prayer, spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament?
So we can start, the first thing on our schedule mm-hmm. is to have no schedule.
That's a good one.
Right. Meaning that sometimes we fill that paper with so many things, right? But the priority, like you just said, is prayer. Silence, mm-hmm. like even closing your eyes.
Making time even for a retreat.
Yeah. Being open. I think because we're so busy and rushed, especially in this time of the season, there's so much beauty, grace around us that I think a big thing is just to literally physically stop. Now, if you can't stop, slow down. So before you stop, you slow down, and then you'll get used to it, right? I was reading a book from a monk. I think his name is John Main, and he goes on to say, when we pray, we should just sit still, right? Now, some of us like to walk and pray. Some of us pray in the car. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But if you ever, get the chance, just stop. Because when you stop, then you can focus on the prayer.
And praying the rosary, I think, is a good way of stopping and reflecting. It kind of like focuses you on the mysteries.
Yeah.
And, allows you to, stop that racing mind and focus on prayer.
And did we ever stop and really just read the rosary? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. That's the Advent. It's coming, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus is gonna be born, right? Mm-hmm. So those are just some of the things that we want to share with you, and we'll have a few more suggestions as we go along in the show. One of my favorite things in Christmas, there's a lot of movies, readings, music. But from the cartoon Peanuts, even Charlie Brown Christmas, they're so busy. They're going back and forth. And then, Linus stops the whole gang and he quotes from the Gospel of Luke. And Mariangela, what does he say to all his friends about what Christmas is?
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, about them. And they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy.
Great joy. Isn't that wonderful?
Which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel in a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I remember as a young kid watching that, and it just strikes a chord right to the heart, right? Just to keep it simple, right? So we said we need to slow down. We need to stop. We need to breathe, right? And we need to feel the warmth, right, of Jesus' love, right? I think sometimes we get physically tired when we hear the song Silent Night. It's like, oh, wow, this is what I need.
Well, I think it's by stopping and slowing down and breathing that you can actually feel, right?
Yeah, it's so true. Mm-hmm. So, Mary Angela, what are some of the traditions that we have at Christmas? Usually the church, every week, they have a big Advent wreath.
Theme, it's to mark the passage of the Advent season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a new liturgical year, right?
Yep.
And so we have, how many candles do we have in our Advent wreath?
Well, it's four candles around the wreath, but there's an optional fifth candle, right? That's placed in the middle.
In the middle. So what is the first candle and what does it symbolize?
The first candle symbolizes hope and it's called the prophet's candle. And the prophets of the Old Testament, especially Isaiah, waited in hope for the Messiah's arrival. So that's the significance of that candle. Yeah.
The second candle represents faith and is called the Bethlehem candle because Micah had foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, which is also the birthplace of King David. So this just doesn't happen. This is in God's plan.
Absolutely. The third candle symbolizes joy and is called the shepherd's candle. And what the meaning of it is, to the Lord, to the shepherd's great joy, the angels announce that Jesus came for humble, unimportant people like them, too. And in the liturgy, the color rose signifies joy. So it's the pinkish rose-colored candle.
Yeah, so they always say this is a time just to stop, breathe, and take a break. And it's also a reminder that there's one more candle to be lit.
That's right.
And that fourth candle represents peace. And it's called the angel's candle. The angels announced that Jesus came to bring peace. And isn't that what we all need in our life?
Absolutely.
You know, he came to bring peace and people closer to God and to each other. And in the center, you were saying there's a...
Yeah, sometimes you see, not all the time, but it's optional. The fifth candle represents light and purity, and it's called the Christ candle. And as I said, it's placed in the middle, and it's lit on Christmas Day.
And it's there to say, hey, we made it, another blessed year.
Baby Jesus is born.
Yeah. So other traditions that we have in our Catholic faith is the nativity set, right? It's important because St. Francis of Assisi popularized the Christmas manger because even back then in the 13th century, St. Francis saw a secular world, a commercialized mm-hmm. world leaning the other way, to business and not towards our faith. And that's where he made a stable, the manger, all the images, you know, the shepherds, Mary, Joseph.
Yeah.
And we encourage you to have, in addition to the wreath, have a beautiful nativity or presepio, as they say in Italian. And why just one? Maybe have two.
Oh, yes, you can, you know, for sure.
We have about two or three in our where we live, and they're so beautiful, and they just remind you of how Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, came as a simple child, born a simple to a simple family, crying out in the wilderness. And that's what St. John was saying, behold, you know, a voice crying out in the wilderness, right? And that voice was Jesus.
Yeah.
So we'll just go over a couple other things that we can do.
Another thing that we could do during this time is go caroling. And I remember in grade school, we did that. We went door to door in our neighborhood near our elementary school. And we knocked on doors and we sang some songs. It was quite, it's a very fond memory. And by singing, we're proclaiming the word of the Lord, right?
Yeah,
because we're singing all the hymns.
When you sing, you pray twice.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
You know, if you can be part of a caroling group or something, be it at your church or even at home, why not sing Christmas carols around the Christmas table?
Yeah, and I think through song, it brings joy, doesn't it?
Between all the food, take a break, right? So you can digest.
That's right.
And then you can share
slow down that way.
Slow down and play the real holy songs like Silent Night, O Come Emmanuel, The Little Drummer Boy.
The slower ones.
Yeah, the slower ones, right? You know, we also have a Christmas tree, which is the symbol of life and eternity. We dress it up with holly. There's mistletoe, right?
For kissing.
Yes. what other things, Mary Angela, can we do to bring the Advent flavor around? What kind of plants do you think?
Oh, there's the poinsettias.
Ah, very good.
That are, yeah. I still have to get one. I need to do that.
And even the sounds. You can have like jingle bells. Like hang them around your door. Or walk around with bells. And people say, I hear bells. What's going on? Those are the bells of St. Mary? Maybe it is. Mm-hmm. So those are just some of the traditions that, those are the big things that we can do to liven the Advent season in the waiting, the coming of Jesus. So as mentioned before, we will say a few verses of a couple hymns, right? Because, you know, we sing these songs, but if we ever stop and just read them, right, and reflected on them, right, they bring a whole new meaning. So, Mary Angela, can you share with us just a few words from the O Come Divine Messiah?
O Come Divine Messiah, the world in silence waits the day when hope shall sing its triumph and sadness flee away. So it's all about bringing that hope, that joy into the world. Dear Savior, haste, come to earth, dispel the night and show your face, and bid us hail the dawn of grace.
Wow.
It's through God's grace, we can get that joy. O Christ, whom nations sigh for, whom priest and prophet long foretold, come break the captive fetters, redeem the long-lost fold.
So right now, we'll just take a small break to let you guys pause about some of those beautiful words that we shared in regards to Advent and the words to the O Come Divine Messiah.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from things mightily, to us the paths of knowledge show, and teach us in a ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel, come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice,
again I say rejoice, for unto us is born the Savior of the world. Take heart, O weary soul, take heart, for help is on its way, and holy is his name. Rejoice, again I say rejoice, for unto us is born the Savior. Come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, again I say rejoice, for unto us is born the Savior of the world. Take heart, O weary soul, take heart, for help is on its way, and
okay, welcome back as we reflect on our reflection. We also would like to share with you the lyrics of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Mary Angela?
O Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory over the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou dayspring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel.
Wow.
So it's all about the coming of Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah.
And bringing that cheer, right? And getting rid of all that gloomy, the darkness and gloom.
Which is a lot nowadays, right? Because there's Jesus is the light. And sometimes when, you know, you follow the light, you will be challenged, right? Because in a secular society, sometimes there is a bit of, not a bit, there is, I don't want to say darkness, but there is a lot of grayness, right? The light is kind of put out. So in regards to the last couple hymns that Mary Angela read, I'd like to share my favorite part of the show is word power. You know, the words that come to mind are humility, grace, obedience, trust, blessed, surrender, silence, stillness, peace, love, hope, rejoice, and when we rejoice, we are full of joy.
Amen to that.
Amen. So a big part of the Christmas season, as mentioned, is the waiting, the longing, the yearning, right? You know, I'd like to ask everyone, during this time of the year in Advent, you know, when we're in, on a go, go, go mood, just stop. Just literally just stop and say, Jesus, I love you, and I'm really looking forward to your coming, right? And you'd be truly amazed how much more that you'll be able to do in the day. And we're going to share with you a couple of things that we can do during this Advent season. And one of the things Mary Angela loves to do is...
bake cookies.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yeah, I do enjoy baking, and because I like to, I enjoy mm-hmm. sharing those cookies with everyone.
I think I enjoy them more.
And we mentioned before singing carols, so yeah. That's another thing, again, that we could do.
Yeah. Another thing is visit a shut-in, someone that lives alone, someone that's in a hospital.
Someone right? who doesn't have any family, perhaps.
Yeah, no family.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to say anything.
No.
Right?
Just
you
be could present. Just
be present, bring a smile, mm-hmm. maybe bring a small gift, right? Mm-hmm. It's so important. That's probably the best gift that you could give.
Yep.
Like the best present is the gift of presence,
right?
To be there. A couple other things, Mirangela.
We mentioned this before. We can set up the nativity or the creche and perhaps read a story about St. Francis and the first creche that was born by him.
Yeah, nativity set, right?
Yeah.
You know, some other things is deliver toys
for needy,
children. Needy families, children. I'm sure a lot of churches have programs where they have like a toy mountain.
Yeah.
And at our parish, at All Saints, what we do is on the Saturday before Christmas, we take all those toys and we go and share them with, children that may not have the, a big family or families that can afford presents, and we share it with them, right?
And we also do the shoebox, right?
Yeah, shoebox.
We fill the shoebox that goes to those needy children around the world.
Yeah, right? And not just in our parish, but parishes throughout the GTA and all of, Canada. Every parish has something. And those shoeboxes, it's amazing. I think
bring smiles.
I think that we almost hit 1,000 this year.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, just think 1,000, maybe more, because some of those shoeboxes are shared.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking thousands of children that their Christmas will be much brighter.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? Just a simple thought idea that we took the time and put together, and it's all about joy and spreading that joy. So Mary Angela, I think it's time we share a couple prayers.
Some prayers.
Sure.
And perhaps this one can be just said around the Christmas tree. In the beginning, God made the world and saw it was good. Long ago, God placed a tree in the Garden of Paradise as his gift to all human beings, a tree of wisdom and knowledge and laden with every good thing. Our Christmas tree reminds us that tree. Long ago, too, God's kindness appeared in the coming of Christ, who is our hope.
Very nice. I like that. Hope. Jesus is our hope. He is our light. Another prayer I'd like to share with you is this. O God, whose mighty Son was born in Bethlehem, those days long ago led us to that same poor place where Mary and Joseph laid their tiny child. And as we look on in wonder and praise, make us welcome him in all new, in our new life. O God, bless us again in your great love. We pray for this through our Christ and our Lord. Amen. So can you believe it? It's almost that time. Back in September, right? I always like to tell people September 17th is the 100-day mark, right? People say, yeah, but we're still in summer. Yes, that's right. Summer's good, but Jesus is coming.
Yes. You prayer the way.
Prepare the way, right? It's always good to... The point I want to make is that let us celebrate every day. Enjoy, right?
Yeah.
Let's make the most of it. And not every day can be champagne and roses, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be vinegar and rotten apples either, right?
Yeah, we shouldn't really... look too far ahead.
Yes.
And like you said, you know.
Just know.
Day by day, take it.
That's it. Mm. Day by day. And right. And if we can make a journal, I always say, you know, make a journal about what you, it, like a journal is like an examination of conscience, right? And maybe in this Advent season, you know, just write down, you know, what Advent means to you. We should take the time to especially pray and take in the word of Jesus, right? And when we journal, it's amazing what comes out, right?
Perhaps we could do a Lectio Divina, open the Bible and read a passage and pray that way.
Yeah, reflect on it.
Yeah,
right?
Pray that way.
You know, reflect on it. Write down your thoughts, your feelings, because... That's what Lectio Divina is, you know, it's the divine word. And the gospel passages are very powerful, right? They're there for a reason, you know, to make it flow, right? So I think...
And perhaps put yourself in the scene of whatever is described and which person are you in that
so
story.
So contemplate, which one are you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the sleeping shepherd?
Mm-hmm.
Are you... Are you maybe Mary?
Are you maybe Mary?
Right.
Are you Joseph?
Are you Joseph? Or some of us might be the ones that says, oh, sorry, no room at the inn.
No room at the inn.
Right. So there's many different characters.
Or one of the three kings.
Or one of the three kings, right? Mm-hmm. You know, which are we? Maybe just the humble assistant of one of the three kings, right? Imagine being there, right? Witnessing this, right? Or what about the shepherds? The shepherds were the first evangelists, right?
That's right.
They were the ones that
to
saw.
To spread the joy.
They saw what happened, right? And they went out and they spread it throughout the countryside to say that Jesus is born.
Was born.
Miranda, can you share with us a Christmas dinner prayer?
Yeah, perhaps this could be used when we all gather for our Christmas dinner. God of all gifts, we thank you for the many ways you have blessed us this day. We are grateful each of those who are gathered around this table. We ask you to bless us and our food and to bless those we love who are not with us today. In our gratitude and love, we remember your humble birth into our lives and pray for those who are without enough to eat. Remember the stable in which you were born and pray for those who have no place to live. We remember your challenging message of caring and giving, and we pray for peace in families and nations throughout the world. We bless you and give you thanks in your spirit who brings our hearts to life, the Christmas day and forever. Amen.
Amen. So guess what? It's more words. Word power part
power
two.
Power words.
Yeah. So at the time of the nativity, right, when Jesus was born, some of the things that were experienced by everyone around there were words of awesome, outstanding, blessed, brilliant, fantastic, glorious, tremendous, transforming, and I like this one, triumphant. Those are just some words that, you know, what the Holy Family, the Magi, and the shepherds all experienced when Jesus was born. So as we come to an end of our show, we hope that we were able to share with you some thoughts, some ideas, some things that we can do to enhance our Advent experience, right? A big one that we shared during the show was uh, to, to really slow down, stop, breathe. And as Mother Mary says, she said yes.
Yeah, and to reflect on how we can bring God's presence in our life, the baby
and most
Jesus,
of all,
and feel his presence.
Yeah, the joy.
To bring the joy. Because, bring the joy to everyone, not only to yourself, but to everyone.
And, we were talking about, where do we start, what do we do? Well, we all start with making a decision, right? We make a decision that life is beautiful, right? But when to get to that point, we decide that we want Jesus in it. Mm-hmm. And though the road sometimes is not smooth, it's bumpy, right? At the end of the day, when we make that choice to have Jesus in our life, you will be guaranteed joy. Forget about the lottery and all these things that you think make you happy, riches and wealth. And to some it works, but to most of all, I think if we choose
Jesus. It's only temporary.
Yeah. We choose Jesus and we choose joy. Very important. Mm-hmm. So we want to wish you a Christmas wish, Mariangela, if you could share with us the closing prayer. And before we do that, we want to thank all the technicians. Alex, there's not one Nick here, but there's a second Nick behind the screen. So we thank you, Nick.
Yes, thank you.
All the listeners. And most of all, we thank the Holy Family, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. The whole reason for our life, right? And he does bring the joy. So we will close with a final prayer. And again, thank you to all the listeners, especially those at All Saints. We love you and God bless and Merry Christmas.
Our final prayer. God give you blessings at Christmas time, stars for your darkness, sun for your day, light on the path as you search for the way and a mountain to climb. God grant you courage this coming year, fruit for your striving, friends if you roam, joy in your labor, love in your home, and a summit to clear. Amen.
Amen. Have a blessed very merry
Christmas and a very holy Advent.
Yeah. So we'll talk to you soon. Then in January, we will be talking about how wonderful our Christmas was, Christmas stories, and the Epiphany.
Amen.
Amen.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. Joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.